isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. Stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess anticipation for chubby operatic sopranos and enthusiasm for the music popular back when my father cheered the major league exploits of Yogi Berra. To get this word's gist, you don't have to sit through Wagner's Twilight of the Gods, be a scholar of a fabled baseball player's malapropisms, nor proficient in two-way radio protocol. While we can probably thank the Wizard of Oz for encouraging it as a prepositional phrase of whimsical hope, many nihilistically employ the word to define the passing of something that cannot return to its prior state. Although the era of rock and rhythm has passed beyond the rainbow, we can, at least for 28 minutes, return to its prior state through the magic of radio. You won't hear a fat lady singing to call this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review over, because it's not over until you first hear from the Valentinos, Bobby Day, the Midnighters, Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five, Andre Williams with the Don Juans, Guitar Slim, the Reverend Robert Bollinger, and Chuck Berry.
Brian, pick up. Over.
What?
Brian, please say over when you finish talking. Over.
What? Over.
Do you see the wire yet? Over.
No.
No what? Over.
No, over.
Okay, I'm gonna start feeding it through. Over.
Wait, if you haven't started feeding it, why'd you ask me if I could see it?
Didn't copy that. Over.
I said, why'd you ask me if I could see it if you haven't started feeding it? Over.
Oh, that's better. I can hear you now. Over. Do you see it yet? Over.
You know, you're a jackass. For the record, I don't want to hang out with you anymore when this is over.
When this is what, Brian? Over.
I said I don't want to hang out with you anymore when this is over.
When this is what? You got to finish your sentence. Over.
That's it. My sentence is over.
Your sentence is what, Brian? Over.
My sentence is... Wait a minute. I have to say over even if the sentence ends with the word over?
Ends with the word what, Brian? Over.
Oh, I see the wire.
You see the wire what? Over.
Over!
A gospel family act comprising of brothers Cecil, Curtis, Friendly, Harry, and Bobby, the Womacks first crossed paths with a mid-50s Sam Cooke as a member of the Soul Stirrers. By the early 60s, the Womacks followed Sam's sonic secular conversion over to L.A. to record for Cooke's emergent SAR label. Rechristened the Valentinos, the results were middling and SAR was fleeting, but this uncharacteristic 1964 cut, made famous later by the Stones, found the soulful ensemble singing pure country rock. It's all over now.
No lie.
I'm in bits and pieces over the Rock Hall of Fame as pioneer Robert Byrd, a.k.a. Bobby Day, sits at its doors, and a group like the Dave Clark Five resides in its halls. Case in point, the DC Five's only U.S. number one hit, a cover of Bobby's superior yet sorely overlooked Over and Over. Apparently the DC Five hadn't listened to the lyrics over and over, as Bobby illustrates that stag rhymes with drag, whilst the DC Five open with the illogical line, "Everybody there was there."
Well, I went to a dance the other night. Everybody went stag. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. All at once it happened. Well, the prettiest in this world. Please, won't you come over and talk to me and be my girl? I said, I want you come over and talk to me and be my girl. Please, won't you come over and talk to me and be my girl? Said that she was sorry that I was a little bit late. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady date. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady date. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady date. Her heart was broken. All of my life, where had she been? But I'll try over and over and over and over again. I'll try over and over and over and over again. I will try over and over and over and over again. The
Midnighter's secret weapon for the last half of the 50s was the multifaceted but predominantly gifted with six strings, Cal Green, whom Hank Ballard picked up over in the Gulf Coast to replace a drafted Arthur Porter, a frequent catalyst of personnel changes at the time. Cal's greatest gift to rock and rhythm is his arrangement of the twist, but his string bending for the Midnighters remains his legacy. 1956's Tore Up Over You.
Oh,
I Want a Roof Over My Head is often cited as a Louis Jordan original. However, this roof was built a few months earlier in 1950 by Steve Gibson and the Redcaps, a group that coalesced out of several vocal groups who specialized in 1930s film soundtrack work. Although the Caps version failed to go over the top, Jordan always had an ear for a good jump blues interpretation when he heard one.
I want a roof over my head and bread on the table and love in my heart just for you, where we can have peace of mind. We'll be happy all the time with love in my heart just for you. I came in this world with nothing and I leave with just the same. Well, it makes no difference up above. What's my name? I want a roof over my head and bread on the table and love in my heart just for you.
Poacher Reverend Robert Bollinger held a number of 50s sessions for the Chess United and Cobra labels, most of which were shelved, before redemption in the 60s for a gospel-savvy Peacock label. But just as his music found its parish, the Reverend died unexpectedly in 1965 at 43. Here's 1955's haunting How I Got Over It, featuring blues god Willie Dixon, one of only two Bollinger singles released in the 50s.
How I got over, I made it all over. You never saw the back in wonder. How I got over, how I got over. For all I got old. Just as soon I can see Jesus, the man that made me free, the man that bled and suffered, he died for you and me. I wanna thank him because he told me. I thank God because he brought me. I wanna thank him because he kept me. Thank him, he never left me.
$5 could have fared better in their R&B pursuits had they not been pushovers. They were pushed over by a third-tier label and a guy that wasn't really a group member, yet sang. The group scoffed at this notion, lead on several of their songs while using the group for his purposes. As a result, the $5 legacy exists largely as the Fortune label's in-house vocal group, and often cited on the label as the Don Juans, like this 1956 tune, providing backup to Andre Williams, the group's aforementioned amusia-stricken Svengali. It's all over.
Thank you.
Hard to say who tracked the song first, as documents point to it virtually being recorded around the same time in 1955 for the same label, and even the single's numerical order is sequential. So I got clever and I looked at the label's credits for a clue, but the writer is listed as 1 W.E. Byam. Subtle. Either way, for my ears, Clifton Chenier's version does not get the nod over his Crescent City chum, Guitar Slim. Think it over.
Think it over one more time. Think it over one more time. Can't you see that you were meant for me? So think it over one more time. Tell me not to change your mind. Tell me not to change your mind. Say your mind, tell her in the time. So think it over one more time. We've been together so long. We've been together so long. If we should part, it would break my heart. So think it over one more time. Tell me what I've done wrong. Tell me what I've done wrong. You know I'll do anything for you. So think it over one more time. Baby, don't you wanna go home? 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 We've been together so long. We've been together so long.
This is Matt Masters. Thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Clarence Over. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to wmat@mail.com and visit jetmasters, that's 2 T's in jet, .com to learn more about the review.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is!
Chuck Berry's signature lick first appeared on his anthemic 1956 Tour de Force, or did it? Chuck clearly heard Ain't That Just Like a Woman before, but never concealed his love of Louis Jordan and the influence of his arcane guitarist, Carl Hogan.
They say, that's a Chuck Berry song because it's The first time I heard that was in one of Carl Hogan's riffs in Louis Jordan's band. And that's what I did in Johnny B. Goode, Roll Over Beethoven.
I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rocking pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. Caught the rolling off the rider sitting down at a rhythm review. A roll over Beethoven, they're rocking in 2x2. Well, if you feel it and like it,
Go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up. Just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another, roll over Beethoven. Dig these rhythm and blues. She wiggle like a glowworm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. I roll over, baby.